Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share some insights on the Norwegian approach when working towards policy coherence on today's important theme within the energy transition, namely just transition. Norway is pursuing a 55% reduction target towards 2030. We are now designing a new target for the period after 2030. In parallel, we are designing the policy framework to support the current and new target, or NDCs, on the way to becoming a low-emission society by 2050, where emissions are cut by 90% to 95%. But the transition will undergo in the next decades, involve the whole society, representing challenges and opportunities that will present itself differently for different groups, different sectors, and in different parts of our country. When working to integrate just transition, we have approached this through some key issues. First, we need to develop a knowledge base for just transition. This includes identifying existing social and economic structures relevant for just transition, including better understanding on how climate policies affect groups and sectors, including implications for jobs and workers. We also need to understand how climate transition interacts with other non-climate changes, for example, demographic changes and technological transitions. Secondly, we need to integrate the climate not only in existing tools and policies, but also outside the climate policy sphere. A main part of our approach is the existing tripartite cooperation or social dialogue between employers, unions, and the government. This has long traditions in the Norwegian working life and consists of three main interactive components. It is the welfare state, the design of the economic policy, and an organized labor market. Our model is not based on removing conflicts of interest in society, but on establishing mechanisms for finding compromises and common solutions to these contradictions. Despite this, by building a level of trust in the population, when it comes to the society's institutions and parties with interests other than themselves, the model has also helped to reduce the conflicts of interest in the Norwegian society. Finally, in designing and implementing just transition in our climate policies, we need to include all voices. When talking about involving the whole society, it means including all voices. No one should be left behind. Human rights are an important element in this context. Individuals must be listened to. The challenges and opportunities we are facing will present itself differently for different groups, different sectors, and in different parts of our country. Thank you.